This is my worst nightmare. Texas owns the SEC. You know they're going to come into the... They're going to walk into damn Atlanta and whip the shit out of Georgia. At least the Georgia I saw on Friday night. Texas, first year in the league. Off to the SEC championship. Do they own the SEC? That's what I'm asking myself right now. I don't even have the heart to drink. I'm so upset. I may cry. Well, that's not true. I am drinking out of a Longhorn koozie. But beer. I can't do bourbon tonight. Cannot do bourbon. Because Texas runs the damn SEC. Texas A&M. You'd have to be a damn fool to pick them to win a high-profile game. How about those Longhorns? And you know, they're going to be favored. They're going to be favored to beat Georgia in Atlanta, as they should be. Best team in the damn SEC. Haven't even been in it for 6 months. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, enough of me bitching here. Let's get to it. Championship power rankings. Only criteria, if you're new to this. Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I picking? I'll just let you know. I'll skip ahead to Texas. Texas number one. Longhorns, come on, baby. Texas number one. But let's start at the bottom like we usually do. Kentucky, God. I've had Mississippi State at 16 for a long time. But Kentucky, you are just complete dog shit. Bringing back Mark Stoops because you can't fire him, can't afford it. But, yeah, Kentucky, far and away the worst team in the SEC. I don't even think it's close. You got absolutely destroyed by Louisville this today at home. Mississippi State, you're 15. You looked pretty good against Ole Miss. I don't know how motivated they were, but I'm not going to waste a lot of time on Mississippi State. But 15, that's about as high as you've been all season. Congratulations. Auburn, 14. Ran your mouth all damn week. Why? I don't know. You had four turnovers and still was not even that competitive against Alabama. Auburn, as long as Hugh Freeze is there, dog shit. Vanderbilt, 13, jumped out to a 14-point lead, and you did nothing the rest of the game. I think they just ran out of gas, threw their best punch at Tennessee. That's all they had. Vanderbilt, 13, best season ever. You're 13th in the SEC. Congratulations. Arkansas, 12. Same old, same old. Come up close. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. How in the hell they ever beat Tennessee, I'll never know. But story of the season, you know? Look good, but just can't finish the deal. Sam Pittman, I love him. I hope he's there forever. I hope he wins big. But I don't see it. Yeah, I mean, he just loses all these damn close games. He's done that his entire damn tenure. Except Tennessee, of course. Won that one somehow. Oklahoma! God, number 11. That was pathetic. Against LSU, offense went back to dog shitville. So, Oklahoma, number 11. This was like a wasted year. First year in the SEC. Your arch rival owns the league. You are not even in the top half anymore. LSU number 10. Garrett Nussmeier, how about that guy? I mean, he got hurt. Still, he's a damn warrior. That they truly outclassed Oklahoma. And again, this is about what I thought from LSU. This is right where I had him in the preseason, about the 10th best team in the conference. They looked a hell of a lot better than that about 6 weeks ago. Kind of fell off, but they ended about where I expected. Alabama, number 9, you're probably the biggest disappointment in the entire league. Not even in the top half. I don't care that you beat Auburn. Auburn sucks. But good for you. Good for you for winning the Iron Bowl, getting 8-4, one of the best rosters in the country. Missouri, how about Missouri? Number 8. Missouri again. Let Brady cook, man. Final touch as a Missouri Tiger. Game-winning touchdown. Hell of a performance. Back and forth type game. You own Arkansas. It don't matter if it's rain, snow, sleet, sunny, whatever. It don't matter. You're going to win that damn game. Missouri, top half. And the fact that a lot of people feel it's like a disappointing season for Mizzou, and you won 9 games and you're in the top half of the SEC, that should tell you where you are at as a program, where if that's at all a disappointment for you, you expect to compete for titles, and you should. You got one of the best coaches, I think, in the conference. Florida, number 7, took care of business. Ugly performance against bad Florida State, but in the second half, you took over, you dominated like we thought you would. Florida is really on the rise here. Number 6, A&M, you had it all in front of you, and you shit the bed. Credit Texas defense, but that was awful. Mike Elko made some genius moves the first half of the season. Second half, I'm questioning, you know, if maybe he just got lucky in the first half. I'm not saying he's an awful coach or anything, but some of these decisions, pretty bad. Defense really started to cave late in the year. And offense, I don't know what the offensive identity is. Although, in fairness, a lot of the running backs are hurt. Don't have a lot of good receivers, I don't think. I don't think they have a good tight end either. So, I don't know. I'm just making excuses. For number 6, A&M. Number 5, Ole Miss. Looking pretty... They look decent. They are also a disappointment. They should be in the playoff. They're not going to make it. They have no one to blame but themselves for losing to Kentucky, losing to Florida, and quite frankly, losing to LSU. They had no business losing any of those games, yet they did. You're number 5. I think you're one of the 5 best teams potentially in the country, but you don't even make the 12-team playoff. Tennessee, number 4. Nico's heating up, makes them dangerous. Defense, though, I think is taking a slight step back. I don't think they're elite of elite, but took care of business, got down big, two touchdowns. I got down at Vanderbilt and then completely dominated the rest of the way. Tennessee's a hell of a dangerous team. Again, if the defense can bow up, if Nico starts heating up, if they can keep the running game going, Tennessee could play with anybody. They don't have to go to Georgia. Well, they might have to go to Georgia. For their sake, I hope they don't have to go to Georgia round one. Hopefully, they get a home game. I got South Carolina, number 3. Hell of a performance. Should be in the college football playoff. Number 3 team in the SEC, I think. And they're not even in the top 12. It's disgraceful. Lenora Sellers. How about this stat? I'm going to read this real quick. This was insane. I don't know if this is accurate, but according to Pro Football Focus, I don't really trust them for much. But Sellers forced 18 missed tackles, according to Pro Football Focus. 171 rushing yards for Sellers, 176 after contact. That is the most by a quarterback in a game they have recorded since 2014. Sellers, Heisman finalist. I don't think he should win it, but I think he should get some damn respect. And that defense, of course, we all know how good that damn defense is. Number 2, Georgia. Again, I don't feel good about Georgia, number 2. They got it done in 8 overtimes there, but they look shaky. They look very shaky. They don't look like the Georgia of old. And it looks, if they play like they did on Friday, they're going to get whooped by Texas. Again, number 1, Texas. Steve Sarkisian, how about it? We always knew. We always knew they were elite, right? Right. J-Dog, appreciate you. $20. It's so hard to win at Kyle Field that Tickle Me Elko and Aggie can't even win there. That's funny. Aggie is barely a 500 all-time in SEC home games at Kyle Field. Hook 'em. 12-man BS. Poor Aggie. Is that true? Barely 500? Interesting. Mario, appreciate you. $10. Love you. I'd appreciate you having the Cox back. That's a dangerous to put those back to back. But seeing a ton of national hype, do you think we can actually jump Bama in the college football playoff? Not your thoughts, but your actual committee eyes. In the actual committee eyes, probably not. Probably not. And it's a damn shame. And they ought to change it up if that's the way it goes. But I think it's going to be tough because Alabama's got a lot of the criteria. They like top 25 wins. Quality wins, strength of schedule. All those metrics are better than South Carolina, unfortunately. Mm-mm-mm. But again, and they got the head-to-head. But give me the team that's won the final 6. That's who I'd go with. Cousin Shane is supposed to be joining me here. I don't know if he's got the guts to do it. But let's see if you guys got any questions for me. See if Cousin Shane might already be in here. Chase's cousin Shane knows the Cox are playoff contenders. I wish he would say that and show up, but we'll see if he gets here or not. Man, what a damn wild time here. Let's look up the SEC standings, final standings here. Of course, Texas, number one. Texas owns the damn SEC, first year in it. That's insane. Georgia, number two. Tennessee, number three, because they lost to Georgia. But Alabama, four. South Carolina, five. A&M, six. LSU, seven. Ole Miss, eight. Missouri, nine. Florida, 10. Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Auburn. We're fired up for you, Freeze. 14th of the damn conference. Kentucky and Mississippi State. That's your final SEC standings right there. Mike Elko is Jimbo Fisher Jr. I don't think so. I don't think so. What are they? Because they went 8-4? I mean, maybe you could say that. Oh, there he is. How's it feel to know the Texas owns this damn league, Shane? They even been in it, but 6 months.
I've been trying to tell you, Mike. You just wouldn't listen. You would not listen. Ever since that trip to Oklahoma, I said, you went to the wrong town, Mike.
Hate it.
Oh, Mike, what a damn game. I feel bad for the Aggies because they've waited so many years for that. You know what I'm saying? 0 points on offense. You know, it was bad. And even down at the end, I was just, Elko, kick a field goal. You're down seven. You're in this thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like he knew it. He knew if he couldn't score a touchdown then, they'll never score a touchdown the rest of the game.
he bypassed a couple field goals, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, there was some emotional decisions being made in this matchup, you know? And I feel like, you know, even Reed, I felt like had moments in this game, but you could clearly see youth and inexperience kind of came to a head here. You know, this was a big moment, and he wasn't ready for it.
You know what? This is how sad that game was, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
When Aiden blocked that punt.
Yeah.
But the guy jumped on the ball instead of, like, trying to pick it up and score.
Yeah.
You knew right away. I was like, well, they ain't going to score now because he just fell on the ball. You know, like, the only shot you got to score is some fluke, pick six, punt block, you know, all that. But, hey, shout out Jacob. Appreciate you, cousin Jacob. Gave us $20. Shane, he says, good game, Texas. You completely dominated us. I do think Elko and Reed are the people that will lead us to the playoff and championship games. Elko inherited a shit show. Still, though, a lot to be disappointed about, especially the offensive coordinator, which Shane's been telling us since day one. Again, why do I question this man? He's a damn genius over here. He just plays the fool, but he is a genius. Let me ask you this, Shane.
Yeah.
We got the portal coming up.
Mm-hmm.
A&M's not going to be in the playoff. We know that now.
Yeah.
Texas will be. Not to say that they won't be. I mean, all these teams in the playoff will be active. But what are the odds now that A&M, you know, we know they got the money.
Yeah.
They spent it before. Wherever they're deficient, whether it's, you know, offensive skill-wise, on the line of scrimmage, in the secondary, that they just spend like damn demon, like Ole Miss did.
Yeah.
To shore up these deficiencies because they say, you know what? 8-4, again, 8-4 jokes will continue for A&M. But that's still a hell of a year for first-year coach.
For sure.
Point being, if they add, you know, a shit ton of good transfers, they'll be right in the mix next year too.
Well, I think, again, the money's there. I mean right. We just talked about this being the highest. I think it said over $1,000 was the average ticket price for this football game, Mike. The money's there. The want to is there. So I don't think going to those boosters or those folks getting that NIL packages together, I don't think it's going to be tough for them because they could say, hey, look, we held Texas to 17 points. I know that's not a feather in your cap, but damn, you know, this is a high-power offense, and if we had some sort of help on the offensive side of the football, we got ourselves a football team, and I think you're right there. And it's impressive because it's year one, like you said, 8-4. you know, that they may not be hanging banners down there in College Station after the season, but you are one game away from competing for an SEC championship. You're one. So I see a lot of problems. I told Billy Lucci on this the other day. I just, you know, it was tough. I knew it was going to be tough if they really tough if they lost, but I felt like there was still a team playing with kind of house money right now, if that makes sense.
You know who's not, though, Shane?
Who's that?
And he's letting us know down here. Mizzou Blues, appreciate you, brother, with a donation. Does Arkansas even belong in the SEC? Big 12 seems a better fit. M-I-Z. His words, not mine, but I just thought that was funny.
Well, somebody was asking. They said, well, maybe this Indiana's a good team. You know, they're putting up a whooping on Purdue. And I was like, Purdue is the worst team in the country. It got one win. And then somebody chimed in and says, have you seen Arkansas?
Yeah.
Arkansas, I mean, it isn't what you wanted. There were some games. That's the thing about Arkansas, Mike. There were so many games this season where the outcome of the, I guess you'd call the record, you'd say Arkansas had a fantastic season. But because they didn't win all those close games, I think you're scratching your head saying, what are we doing here? You know, what is the future of the Razorbacks?
Hey, great point by Cousin Matt here. Elko prepped 2 weeks for Texas, ended up losing to Auburn and Texas. I mean, come on.
Damn. That's
tough. If you were not looking ahead, as you claim, you can't lose both those damn games. You know what?
Yeah, Texas A&M, they like me. We peaked too early, you know?
How about this one from Cousin Johnny? He says, I believe Tennessee could go all the way. Uh-huh. What do you think as a Tennessee homer?
Well, I tell you what, heating up, you know, Vanderbilt's a very good team. And the fact that you spotted them 14 points, basically, and you were able to rally on the road. And I know it's not a hostile environment. Hell, most of them were Tennessee fans and construction workers, apparently. But it was still on the road and a very good football team. And they were able to shut Pavia down and really just, I mean, honestly, when they started to put points on the board, I don't see them. I mean, they could have scored 50 points, I felt like, at times, you know. So,
right.
No, Tennessee's playing hot. Last 2 weeks, this is Nico especially starting to find a little bit of that downfield connection and making this offense work. Because for so long, it's been very one-dimensional, and now it's starting to open up a little bit, which makes Heupel's offense even more dangerous.
All right, but you're talking about the wrong UT. Come on, Cousin James, as a Texas fan, I love – to have the rivalry back with our little brothers there. Aggie been in the SEC for a decade and no SEC championship game. And Texas gets their year one. Jeez. Love you, SEC, Mike. You're the best. Appreciate you, Cousin James. Let me ask you this, though, Shane.
All right.
We've talked about this to no end. Obviously, you want to win the SEC championship. Yes. Because, you know, that'll punch your ticket. You'll probably be the number two seed. But would you even be mad if you lost it, though? Because you're probably, now that Ohio State lost, you're probably that coveted fifth seed. And you know what that means? That means you get a home game in round one, and you get the 12 seed, which would be like Arizona State or one of those garbage teams.
Yeah.
And then in round two, you'd probably get Boise.
Yeah.
I mean, again, where are you at going into the SEC championship game if you're Texas? I don't know if Georgia's good enough. Well, I guess they kind of would be. If Georgia loses, I don't know if they'll be the five seed. Mm-hmm. But I would almost guarantee if Texas loses, they're the five seed. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's really just a win-win next week for Texas, regardless of what happens.
Mike, that seems to be the Texas thing every week. We made the same argument coming into this game. Like, hell, if they lose, they don't have to play in the SEC championship. And then what do they do? They put a damn, I don't know what it was, Kevlar on yours ankle there, and you know, shot him up with some funny stuff. And then he comes in there and has a hell of a football game. So clearly, Texas isn't thinking too far ahead. They're thinking about 1 week at a time, and they came out here to whoop some ass. This was a personal football game, just like a repeat with Georgia, because right now Georgia's got your number. They came to your house, they beat you in national TV. That was the game of the year. year, man. There was probably until this one comes out, the numbers, that was one most people watched. So, yeah, this is a chance for redemption. So, I think Texas ain't going to bow down from that, because eventually you can't run from them. You're going to have to play them again, you know, most likely in the playoffs. So, yeah, let's get it over with.
And based on where these teams are at right now, today, in the last couple weeks, Texas has to be favored, don't you think, against Georgia and Atlanta?
Yeah, I would imagine so. The way they're playing right now and the way Georgia's playing, more importantly, that's a team that Georgia's been so inconsistent, and Texas feels like, out of all the teams in the SEC, I would say it's the most consistent. And I know it sounds crazy, but this volatile, you know, season that we are having in the SEC, having that consistency is I think very, very important, and that's why I would give Texas the edge.
Right, and again, I was just on Feinbaum.
Yeah.
And that's why I said. I said, if Texas goes into A&M with 100,000+ screaming at them, they win that damn game. You go to Atlanta, Georgia's backyard, and you beat them. You have to be considered probably the threat to win the national championship. And both things could be true, Shane. Texas got a weak schedule.
Yeah.
And you could call into question, you know, well, who have they played? No road games, yada, yada, yada. But this, starting this today and next week, those will be the tests. Because I don't know that they're going to get a tougher test. Maybe Oregon, but I don't believe Oregon's that good. I know you don't either, but certainly Ohio State just got exposed. Again, I'm not saying the entire field's country sucks in the playoff or anything like that, but I don't think you're not going to get a tougher road test at A&M. And you're probably not going to get a tougher test than Georgia on a neutral field, even though it's not really neutral. It's in their damn backyard. If you win both those games, you can win the whole damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think right now Texas is the favorite. And anybody not saying that, they're trying to be different. You know what I'm saying? They're just trying to be different and, you know, sell some articles or some bullshit, you know. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, just eye test alone. There's the best team in the SEC, and I didn't even see your power rankings, but I'm assuming that Texas is number one, and they should be.
Yeah, and don't forget, they did it with their star left tackle, Banks. He didn't play most of the game. He got injured, and they still dominated, and that's the strength of A&M's roster is the defensive line. I mean, they had their way with them.
Well, and that's what I'm looking at is every team that has been playing Texas here lately has got some – what you would call like the strong suit, what they're good at. And Texas just completely shuts it down. I mean, goal line stands. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you didn't need, it wasn't like you needed yard. Like you went backwards yards. You know what I'm saying? That defensive front was just damn angry. And the running game, I felt like Texas, what do you have? Like 200 yards rushing almost. And I felt like that was what A&M was going to be able to stop. So yeah, it was kind of crazy how they just bowed up there in College Station. But the most complete team right now is without a doubt the Longhorns.
Yeah, Texas, 244 rush yards, A&M, 108.
Jeez.
Massive difference there. You know what?
I know, man. Absolutely. There was just no threat. And I felt like, you know, even Kirk and them were kind of pointing it out. Just Reed kept locking in. Like, one option, if it ain't there, he's going. And that's just, that again, that goes back to youth and inexperience. But if he had a couple, I mean, we're talking two seasons in, something like that. This may be a different outcome, but unfortunately, Texas had him rattled.
Yep. Well, you know who's not rattled, Shane? Our buddy, Cousin Rick. What a guy. What a guy. Gave us $100.
Thank you, cuz.
Thanks, cuz.
Congrats to the Horns. The better team won tonight, and he's a big Aggie. Now I'm a Horns fan to win the Natty. Giggum. Oh, man. I don't think I've ever would have thought an Aggie would have said that last part there. How about Denver Gators, Shane? Love the Cousins. As a Gator fan, starting to like Georgia Tech beating FSU, baby, and took Georgia to 8 overtimes. Go Gators! And Starch Manning here. Knew it was a long day for the Aggies when that kid smoked it to the front row for the game day kick. Hook 'em! I've missed you, Aggie. 77th win in the series. So, man, they're having a time of their lives right now. You know what?
And it's just a preview, man. It's just a preview. This isn't the last game. This isn't the first time they're going to meet. You know, this is an ongoing thing. And I will tell you, the theme across the board on Rivalry Weekend, besides, you know, it now being Flag Day, is just that it was pure hatred. And I absolutely loved it, you know. And I know they're going to come out and they're going to say the things they need to say and everything. But you could see in some of these football games played today, Mike, just how much it meant. It wasn't just about the SEC championship and the playoffs and all this stuff. It was just about beating your neighbors down the street.
Right. And John's important question here. What's going to happen to the SEC? Texas beats Georgia in the SEC championship, Shane. Does the SEC, the fans that hate Texas, which is damn near all of them that aren't Texas fans, is there like pride on the line next Saturday? Because if Texas comes in here year one and dominates this damn league, hell, they've already done it. But if they win the whole thing, God. Will that be good for the SEC? Will it be bad for the SEC? What's your thoughts there?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. There's a bunch of old farts over here that didn't want Texas to come here. They didn't want A&M and Mizzou to be in here, but here they are. You know what I'm saying? Mizzou's a prime example. You know, somebody came over into this conference. Next thing you know, they're competing for these championships. So it's not the first time we've seen it, but can you sustain it? Can you hold on to it? You know, it's, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it can be done one year at a time. But can you do it like a Bama, like a Georgia, like an LSU? You know, that you've got to see over time. And the way that Sark's building this thing, I don't know, brother. Out of the last Texas teams that I've seen, this looks like the most sustained, you know, bunch that's come in here.
Right. So now in the playoff, we'll have Texas for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Georgia for sure. Tennessee, I think, is a lock as well now that A&M lost, because that was one that could potentially hurt them if A&M won the championship and gets a guarantee. South Carolina's on the fringe, Alabama, Ole Miss. Do you think, let me ask it this way. Do you think any of those teams, South Carolina, Alabama, Ole Miss, do you think they deserve and should be in the 12-team playoff?
Yeah, South Carolina right now. I get it. I get it. The Bama, Ole Miss guys are like, hey, you know, we beat them. But I don't know if you'd beat them now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you'd beat them in a neutral site. The way that they're playing, I mean, they went to damn Death Valley, got them a win, and Sellers is playing the damn best football I've ever seen from a South Carolina quarterback in a long time. So, yeah, I think it's hard to argue keeping the Gamecocks out just by the momentum, by their resume here the last 6-7 weeks. It's been pretty impressive. And if I'm looking at a bubble team, that's it. Maybe, I get the Bama too, you know, because you know it. You know it's coming. Iron Bowl. This is a
– yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a blowout, but it was a very comfortable win, and I never felt like, you know – Jalen especially was threatened by Auburn's defense. So yeah, I there's going to be some people that are going to try to put them in as well. So, but we go from potentially 1 to 2 SEC teams. Now we're like, I could see 5 getting in, you know?
Alabama turned the ball over 4 times and still mostly dominate. I believe Auburn turned it over twice, but still,
yeah,
that's -2 in a turnover margin and you win comfortably, but man, all right, so SEC championship, Georgia,
yes.
Texas. We're going to be talking about it all week.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to pick the game or anything, but we both think Texas should be favored, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And they played once before in Austin. does that help either team? Does it help Texas? Because now they got that edge to them now that, you know, certainly they took them seriously before, but remember what Kirby said coming out of there? You know, this is, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was more like, we're about the grit. We're not about the fame. We're not about the damn people on the sidelines, all that bullshit. I would think that really helps Texas this week as they prepare for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know if there is an advantage right now because both these teams fought hard this week. You know, this was big rival games, and I feel like they know exactly what's in store this Saturday. And yeah, I don't know if there's a – I mean, this is a coin toss, Mike. I just – even though Georgia has played bad, they always have those games they play good too. And the last time they had a great game was against Texas, and you and I picked Texas to win that one, and Georgia stopped them. So, you know, this could go either way, but I don't know, man. I feel like this one really truly will be a coin toss.
Hmm.
I ain't picking right now, buddy. I ain't picking.
Who do you think's got the better quarterback though? Quinn Ewers or Carson? Or is it kind of a split?
I think it's split. I like, well, it depends. You know, here's the thing. I like both of these quarterbacks, but I like Texas weapons better than I like Georgia weapons. So I would give the edge to Texas there, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Jordan chimes in here. Heard all week that our defense wasn't elite and not SEC ready. If it was fourth and goal stop, wasn't proof enough that we're ready. I don't know what is. Hook up. Texas. They didn't hear that from us. We've been saying for a long time they're awesome on defense.
No, I think they may be the best defense right now in the country. So, and there's some really good defense in our conference. But again, consistent and collectively, not just defensive front, not just the secondary, just as a collective group, nobody's playing it better right now than the Texas Longhorns. So, if we're talking about SEC championship, I'd give them the edge in that game for sure.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia fans are begging you, Shane, to pick Texas. You've got four. Aren't you on a four-game lock streak?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. You three, but going to be four when I pick the SEC championship, Mike. I'm the Midas touch right now.
Oh, no. This is a mean comment. We support Josh Pate. We will not stand for slander. I don't want to read that comment. But how different is Tennessee from Mizzou? I don't get that one, but what if they played each other? Who would you have winning that game? I mean, I think that'd be a really good game.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think it would be a really good game. I think it'd be a low scoring game. You know, I think that would be a kind of an ugly game at times just because of the way these defenses play, but I would give Tennessee the edge right now just because of Nico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the teams they both played. Alabama. That Alabama was at Tennessee. Missouri was at Alabama. But
Yeah, it was kind of wild. I mean, that was such a good game. I mean, when you grow up playing football and you think, like, if I could play the perfect game, that weather was perfect, man. You know, you love snow, especially a big guy. You love getting out there in it and the fans showing up. I mean, that was football weather for me, brother, and it was awesome watching it back and forth. But more importantly, I thought, you know, seeing Luther and Theo and these guys walking off for the last time and you know, Cook especially, a guy that was booed 2 years ago and now he's helped orchestrate 11 win season and potentially a 10 win season here back to back years. That's I mean, it's impressive. And the fact he got that last touchdown, you know, I mean, if Disney was really paying attention and wanting to make a movie, they saw one right there, Mike.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And we can't forget that, you know, they each played Arkansas. Mizzou beat him. Tennessee didn't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All right, buddy, we got over 30 minutes here. Any final thoughts? Of course, we'll be back tomorrow to recap all the games at our normal time. But man, what this is always a sad moment. You know, we're never going to have another Saturday quite like this. But hopefully, we can at least this year. Hopefully, we can squeeze in as many SEC teams into this damn playoff. And I'm right there with you, South Carolina. If they're not in it, the whole damn thing's illegitimate, you know, because they're the hottest damn team. Nobody wants a piece of them. I think they're afraid. I've seen all these Tennessee fans and on and off. Oh, these sons of bitches, they got three losses. You won't want to play them. That's the problem, because you know, Beamer and company, they're balling right now.
That's right. Who do you want right now? Clemson or South Carolina, you know, or BYU, BYU or SMU or nobody wants Carolina in there. That's the problem. And so, but at the end of the day, Mike, you know, body of proof. Was it show here? I mean, you want to sell tickets. We don't want blowouts. And I don't think South Carolina is going to get blown out by anybody in that 12. So I think absolutely they need to make a case for it. So we got a wild week. So we got the recap tomorrow. Tuesday, when they do the reveal, we'll have a live watch with it. So be sure to catch that out. Jump on YouTube. Turn those notifications on. Because this is the part, Mike. The season's over. There's going to be some shit hitting the fan. You know,
oh, yeah.
These coaches that we think are safe may not be safe. Coordinators we thought were going to be there forever, they may find them a new home. You know, there's going to be some drama. So be sure to have those notifications on, because as soon as something hits the fan, be sure that we'll drop on and give our 2 cents.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw this, Shane. Gus Malzahn, did you see that? He quit. Or resign, whatever you want to call it, Central Florida. Now he's the offensive coordinator at Florida State. So wild things like that are going to happen. And there may not be massive head coaching change, but there will be massive coordinator change all across the SEC. We got the portal coming up quickly, and we still got the legend.
Kids jumping in it already? Yeah.
We still got the legend, Shane. Cousin Rick gave us $400.
Damn, son.
Love the show. Pulling for it all SEC cousins to carry the banner to the championship now that my eggs are out. Man, even in defeat, Cousin Rick is being generous as always. What a legend.
Dude, thank you, Rick. I appreciate you, brother. And I'm sorry. Again, I think A&M fans – I'm not there, you know. I would imagine if I got a coach that from Jimbo to this guy, you know, to Elko, it's like to go from that to competing for an SEC championship, year one. That's what I'm hanging my hat on. This is year one. And what is my coach really good at? Defense. And what did I see? A vast improvement in this season. Defense. Now, if we can just pull the offense along with them, you know what I'm saying? If you do that, then all of a sudden you've got a team that is going to be competing for SEC championships moving forward. So this was a hell of a season. It's not over yet, but I do think that, I mean, you got to be a little bit happy with what you've got there in College Station.
And I'm always happy, Shane. Cousin JR, what a legend. What a legend here. He just gifted one a membership to Krenz. Krenz, welcome to the family. Well, thanks to Cousin Rick, especially giving us all this money. He's paying for our trip to go to Atlanta now. We're going to be down there this weekend, right, for SEC championship. So hopefully we'll see a lot of these Georgia and Texas fans hanging out. You know what?
Yeah, I think they're going to have some Friday fanfare stuff going on. And then Saturday we're going to drink some cold beer and talk about who's going to win this SEC championship. Be on Feinbaum. Going to have all kinds of stuff going on down there. So, yeah, maybe we can meet up with some of the cuz down there and have a couple beers. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like Fao Ming. Appreciate you, brother. He just donated a membership to them dogs is hell. Them dogs, welcome
to the family.
Maybe he'll be down there, but I don't want to jump off, Shane. All these people donating, giving gifts away, but anything in particular besides maybe some really good food that will line up would you be most excited about on our trip to Atlanta for the SEC championship?
What am I most excited? Well, I mean, just I love hanging out with the cousins, you know, and especially so many that like we've done the Nashville one, we've done Texas, and we've seen some of these guys come out that we've talked to online and stuff. Georgia, some of the OGs come from there, you know. I mean, they may not even be at the game. There's going to be places to watch the game down there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to just seeing the
cousins. We may not even get in. They won't credential us, but we're still going.
Yeah. The background check's not came in yet, you know. So, we may not even go into it. And may not. We may just find us a bar down there and watch the college football game with everybody else. And be honest, I wouldn't mind that. You know what I'm saying? That's something I look forward to, is hanging out with some friends and family. So that cold beer food, that's what I'm looking forward to, Mike.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, I think that's going to do it. I know it is midnight where you're at, so I appreciate you hopping on here, going late. But, so there it is, man. SEC regular season in the books. Now we're into postseason.
Yep.
Now's when the –
when talking, the drama starts.
Well, I was going to say talking season.
No, we got a long time for that, Mike. We can do lists later and stuff. No, there's still going to be some drama, and that's the main thing, Mike, is I've already seen some of the kids already declaring for the portal, and I mean, right. It's going to be a free-for-all, and I'm pumped up because there are more and more teams committing to this NIL rush. This is going to be one of the wildest off seasons ever. You saw what Ole Miss did, and a lot of people thought, hey, that would never work, and it almost did. It's like they almost pulled it off. And I feel like there's a couple of teams out there that said, hey, we've got a pretty good core here. We just need a few pieces. Let's get aggressive. So I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, the shenanigans are always fun to be a part of as well.
Yeah, Free Durden. He says he'll be at the game. He works there. Maybe he can crack the door so we can slide on in there or something.
We'll be like those construction workers down there in Texas. I'll get a hard hat. Maybe that's where they got in trouble. They got one of them Home Depot hard hats. And they're like, dude, we just saw you at game day.
Right. But all right, buddy. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you. Oh, the next one. Go Longhorns.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.